Hello, and welcome to This Is The Podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the pod.
Hi. We're in a deep dive right now. We got to get right into it. There's no time for any formality. There's no salutations. I can't think of anything else. Rachel, give it to me.
We're talking about Aaron Carter. This is insane. Okay, so I'm talking about my history as a young gay teen who was a social recluse and, like, only would browse these crazy, like, gossip forums like ONTD and, like, Lipstick Alley and Data Lounge. And I was remembering, because all of this stuff is in the press about Nick and Aaron Carter right now, and I remember how in the early 2000s, so many rumors were about how they had an incestual relationship. And there's this movie called Harry and Max that came out in 2005. And it is about their relationship. It literally is, they may as well call them Nick Carter and Aaron Carter in the movie. And it's like 100% just about them, but having an incestual relationship and having like trouble, like, coming to terms with it, about how Max was losing his career because he was getting old and he couldn't be in a boy band anymore, and how his young brother was starting out and becoming a big star. Completely insane. And if you look at them now, I can't deny it. The truth is, it's out there.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. They definitely give off, like, a we're in a, like, tumultuous relationship, sexually vibe. And also, I used to watch House of Carter, like, all the time, and
me
I believe
too.
That they were totally doing it.
House of Carter was insane.
What?
Why are Aaron and Nick Carter in the news right now?
Didn't, like, one of them file a restraining order against
the
other?
Nick filed a restraining order against Aaron.
Wow.
And I don't, like, and now Aaron's on Twitter, and it's just, I mean, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, anytime Aaron's on Twitter, it's a whole thing. Truly.
It really is. I mean, he came out as bisexual last year,
mm-hmm.
when he was addicted to, like, what, meth? Or
something. No,
yeah.
He came into my restaurant that I worked at in L.A. when I worked in L.A., and that was when he was addicted to meth or whatever he was addicted to. I would definitely say meth was something he was doing. He looked like a meth head.
Well, and we fact-checked all of this, so don't worry, guys.
Yeah, obviously. and he was definitely with some dudes that I would say he was fucking. He came out, excuse me, as bi more than a year ago, because I remember, like, I was in L.A., like, that must have happened in, like, 2017 or maybe early 2018. So maybe it was, like, early last year. But he had, like, already come out as bi, I remember, when I saw him.
Wow.
And I was like, ooh, I don't care that you're famous. I wouldn't get near that. No, sir.
Yeah. What other famous people would you not fuck?
Oh, I mean, a lot of them,
exactly.
I guess.
Fuck them.
But, no, but, like, Aaron Carter, who's looking okay and, like, healthy and shit, like, could get it. So it was, like, Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
Macaulay Culkin, when he's strung out, is, like, horrifying.
Oh, I'd fuck him strung out.
Yeah, I bet you would. You disgusting bitch. But Macaulay Culkin, like, when he's healthy, is hot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Well, maybe even you would have fucked him when you, I don't know, he's kind of little and like, tiny. Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter? I would never fuck Aaron Carter.
Okay, well, never mind then. Sorry, totally
I'm
irrelevant.
I'm just saying, no, I mean, it's like a little too, I don't know.
Well, the other thing is, you're talking about getting fucked, whereas it's like, I want to fuck.
Yeah.
So it's like, I wouldn't want Aaron Carter to top me. Hell no.
Oh, okay. But I guess that makes sense.
But maybe
then,
if I was a bottom, I might let Macaulay.
Well, and anyway, Aaron Carter would want me to top him. So.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I couldn't do that.
No, he wants everyone to top him, including Nick.
Oh my god.
That's why Nick got the restraining order, because Nick was like, I'm so tired of topping all the time. Like, can't you just top me every once in a while?
Their relationship, it is really sad. Like, I guess it, like, from that, it, I don't know, seeing that movie and, like, projecting it onto them, like, maybe it is real, whatever. I remember, though, a lot of people who were involved in that movie, like, were on their teams and stuff at the time or whatever after.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know. I just feel really sad when I look at them. They have energy that's
truly
just kind
tragic.
Of like, you look at like Lindsay Lohan, you know, and I used to like love Lindsay Lohan. I loved her up until like 2012, probably 2013. Like, and I don't know, now I just like see her, I'm just like, it's just like hard to watch. I mean, and especially like, I don't know, I feel like I was so involved in like celebrity culture. It was like such an escape for me back in the day.
Yeah. Of course.
And she has, like, a crazy history, too, with, like...
But, like, trying to steal children
yeah,
from their
totally.
Parents.
Exactly.
That's
well...
That's one of the best videos.
It is incredible.
It's
I
truly
think that
amazing.
Was. I think that was the pivot point that, like, caused the earth to really just start to crumble, you know? But I don't know. I like, the Carters, they infamously have, like, a really crazy stage mom and... Like super narcissistic and all this other stuff, and then
oh my
like,
god, like Jessica Simpson's dad.
Jessica Simpson's dad. Oh my god, and he was on Vanderpump Rules. He took pictures of Tom, one of the Toms.
Really?
Well, both the Toms were there.
Oh, I've never watched
were,
this show.
They were there. Well, for people who are listening, and probably
I only
that.
Know that one guy, James, because
oh,
he DJed when I was at Sir. He DJed when I went to Sir, and he loved me.
The white Kanye.
You heard that story, right?
Yeah.
So I went to Sir, and he was there. And
he's
like,
a good DJ.
And he loves me because it was still pretty early, and, like, nobody was dancing except
yeah.
me, because you know me. Like, I wasn't even drinking yet.
Of
I just
course.
Wanted to dance, and he loved me.
And his music is good.
He
he's
thought I was fun.
And the place, it's not pop, like, it's not packed, but
no.
you're still having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And
it's
it was, like, a Wednesday, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Like... It was early,
good.
Too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was Raquel there, his girlfriend? When was this?
Oh, God. This is, like, 2 years ago at this point.
Okay. So, wow. So, lots changed. That's when James was really bad, too. Wow. I'm just really going. I'm just, you're taking me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen, I just realized, though, guys, I can go to a pumpkin patch tomorrow. I totally figured it out. Like, no, I have so
you
much
can't,
time.
Like, let us have a day to go to the pumpkin.
No, if you want to go by yourself, then you can go by yourself. That's fine. I was just.
I'm just saying, it's just.
It just like turned into like a funny thing.
It did. So yeah, backstory. Danny and I have plans to go to a pumpkin patch tomorrow, and Benjamin's like, "Oh, I can squeeze it," and I'm like, "No, don't squeeze it in." And of course, it was like a whole thing. And I'd be like, "Oh," and I was like, "No, like seriously." And he was like, "Well, I didn't really want to go to a pumpkin patch anyway," and I was like, "Oh." Exactly. So
you just can't
now
squeeze
like,
in
go.
A pumpkin patch.
Oh yeah,
like,
it's more of like a
like,
leisurely
like a
activity.
Day, like
yeah.
an afternoon
well,
thing.
The thing
yeah.
is that I'm like, what? Are you gonna like drive like out to like Claremont or something and go to like
yes.
a, like
yeah,
like a
that.
Nice like country one? Because like that I'm fucking
with the
into.
A-ride.
I don't
yeah.
like that's cute.
Somewhere
I want to do
where
that.
I'll feel an animosity in the air.
Yes.
When I walk around.
And I will have to like I'll bring a weapon. I'll bring the grass cutter.
Yeah, what that?
You could fucking kill someone with that easily. You just like
the grass cutter.
The like it's like a
does it
scythe,
even work?
But it would work if you fucking put it into someone's neck and hit the right artery. Better
no,
fucking believe it.
Him, I feel like he has all this yard equipment that doesn't work.
No, it works. It works for its purpose better than any of his other equipment. And you can take that to the bank because it's the truth.
Wow, all the equipment. The real shutdown.
Yeah, he
well,
needs
so,
to just get new equipment.
Yeah,
that's so boring. We're not talking about
Eustace?
That.
No, I mean, it's funny. What? No,
we're
I'm not going
Eustace.
Back to
Eustace.
I grew up in Eustace.
You
that's
that.
Where I grew up.
All right, we
I'll go to Eustace.
Well, because I'm just like,
I'll go,
why?
I'll go see my crackhead brother.
You can't go to an Orlando pumpkin patch for like an hour. You're still in like the fucking city. That sucks. I want to go to like County in the Hills.
Yeah, I know. That would be cool.
That's
like
good ASMR shit.
Exactly.
Mount Dora. My old roommate's moving
I want to go to Mount Dora. That's also, like, I was right there on the border of Eustace and Mount Dora.
Oh my God.
So, Mount Dora is nice, though.
I know.
Yeah.
A Popka?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Sure.
A Popka, yeah. That's a place.
It's definitely a
We're
place.
We're really giving away our location. This is unsafe for us.
Orlando, listen up. We have a lot of things to say.
We do.
It's Orlando podcast.
Wait, okay, let's just talking about celebrities.
Yeah, this is fun, though.
It is fun.
People are going to tune out. People tell me, they're like, I don't care about your personal life.
Okay. I mean, like, that's fine. We get it. Well, exactly. I mean, like, because someone could just, like, text me. Like, we need to expand our listenership to people who don't know us.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they're listening to, like, you know, because then they care about our personal life. Like, people who know us don't fucking
want
to listen to us talk about shit that we do every day. I do. I want everyone to know what I'm doing, if I'm willing to talk about it.
I don't want anyone to know anything about, like, I want to be an enigma. I hope, what...
You are an enigma.
Is that how people perceive me?
I perceive you that way.
Really?
I know you, so, yeah.
That's crazy.
You don't make
a lot
of sense to me.
I feel like everyone knows everything about me, and I'm so... always just, like, there.
Knowing everything about you doesn't mean that you're not an enigma. Like, there's so many things about you that don't add up.
Wait, I'm so curious. What doesn't add up?
Like, I don't know. Like, for example, like, just, you just say a lot of things, and then, like, a week later you'll say something that I'm like, that's almost like in direct contradiction to what you were saying
last week.
But okay.
That's super.
And like for me, I just am like, all right, I'm just going to let it go. But the thing, because I don't care enough to be like, well, wait a minute, like whatever, you can say whatever you want. But I've realized that the more and more I do that, the more and more confusing of a person you are to me. Mm-hmm. So that's, if that's what you want, then good for you. You're doing it.
Great.
You're manifesting that.
I'm manifesting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've had a very, like, insane life. It's been all over the place. Like, I've experienced so many things that, like, most people have, like, not experienced. Which is, I think, like, I hate to say it's, like, a weird thing to say. And I don't know. It's just, like, a thing. But I don't know. It's, I feel
it's
like
weird.
It's hard for a lot of people to, like, understand.
To relate.
Yeah, to relate.
To those experiences. Yeah, I can get that.
Yeah.
Like, intellectually, you can understand that.
Intellectually, I don't understand anything.
You're not a sapiosexual.
I'm definitely, I'm whatever the opposite is of that.
Yeah.
I'm, like, stupid, and I want, like, people who like stupid girls to like
But
me.
Wait, do you like stupid
That's
people?
How I feel.
You do, actually. You are attracted to dumb people.
I love
a, like, hot, dumb guy.
Yeah, exactly. I can talk about, like dumb, like, philosophy shit, and he's just like, okay, cool.
You really are the exact opposite of a sapiosexual, whatever that is.
There's this guy in my neighborhood I'm super attracted to, and he's obviously, like, he has, like, a wife or something, and it's, like, fine, but I don't know him, I've never met him, but he's obviously, like, a dumb hot guy, and he's just, like, you know, gross, and he's just, like, today, like, he was, like, honking the horn outside of the house, like, go outside to see what's going on, and he's just, like, he has his car door open, he's, like, whoa, with his arms up, like, what the fuck, and, like, a car, like, is speeding off, I guess he almost got into a car accident, and he just, like, looks so hot, I was, like, you're so stupid. That, to me, is, like, the perfect, that's, like, attractive. I like a guy getting into a stupid situation, just be like, whoa!
Like a surfer? Like,
kinda, yeah. Exactly.
He's like, I ate all the yogurt, I don't have any yogurt.
That's exactly what I mean.
Like, that's what you want in a guy.
Yeah.
He's just, like, crying, he's like, bro. And he's just, like, crying because he, like... forgot to, like, schedule a dentist appointment, and now he, like, took the day off for the dentist.
Yeah.
And you know.
I like the male version of, like, Blake Lively.
Yeah, like, and he asked you to get married at a plantation.
Yeah, probably. I'm gonna be like, you're so fucking stupid.
But, like,
I hate
Ryan Reynolds,
you're
like, okay,
I'll disgusting. Do it. I hate Ryan Reynolds.
No, me too.
That's
like an unpopular opinion.
Of hers. No, yeah, she's with Ryan Reynolds.
No, I know.
Right?
That's an unpopular opinion.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Ryan Gosling.
Like Ryan Reynolds.
But I hate Ryan Gosling. I know, and she's way too good for him.
And
they have kids together, yes. Ava Mendez is seriously one of the most beautiful women.
She's beautiful. I don't really know anything about her as a person. I just don't think
she's
a good
she's
actor.
Really, I don't care. I think she's, like, hot in a movie.
She's
super, like, really
hot.
Sexy. She brings, like, a certain energy to, like, a movie that
I
really
the, like,
love.
Not good acting energy.
Sure, I don't
love
care.
That.
I don't really get... But, you know, like, sometimes you'll watch something for, like, you don't care if they're a good actor. It's just
I
want
don't
to see what
relate
she's
to
doing.
That whatsoever.
No, I really do. I love it.
I only care about people being good at acting. That's like my number one priority.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be good at acting, but there's plenty of people who are good at acting.
Listen, I wish it didn't hinge that much for me because I feel like I enjoy movies a lot more if I could get past that.
Yeah.
But you want to know who is so good on camera? Cardi B in Hustlers.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good,
wow.
Rachel.
I had to boycott it.
Oh, yeah.
I
remember hearing about that.
The sex workers.
That's so hot. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Wait,
I don't really
explain
want
that.
To talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, we don't
have
to talk
so
about
stupid.
It. We can move on.
But, yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I really want to, but it's just like, I don't know. I just haven't had, the energy to actually want to get up and, go to
the movie
theater.
Yeah, it's tough.
I really hate going to the movies. I feel like
Ooh,
it's such an excruciating experience for me.
Well, then don't do it.
I just
want to
get,
going to the
TV
movie.
And just, have that and, watch movies at home and pirate them again.
Yeah,
I miss pirating movies.
Well, then just pirate them again.
That's what
Who
I'm
going
to do. I'm absolutely going to
okay.
next year.
Fuck yeah. That's
it's
2020
goals. New year, new me.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to get a big TV and I'm going to pirate movies again.
I think I like setting achievable goals. I feel like that's an achievable goal for you.
Well, I
have
a lot of big goals next year, so
you need some manageable ones
exactly.
too. Milestone goals.
Something
like
you can
year.
Get.
Yeah.
No,
it's
you
a
can
big
get them.
It's
just like.
It's like getting a credit score out of the 400s, you know? It's a big thing to achieve as someone who's 28 years old.
Hell yeah.
Wow, that's sad. Yeah. Now, what were we? So, back to the stickers.
Oh, are we going to talk about the stickers now?
Yeah, I really... I keep looking...
That's
That was not a good segue.
That was good.
I suddenly started... I was thinking about what we were talking about, and then I saw the stickers, and I was like...
Okay,
Those stickers are fucking killing me. What are they?
Okay, so let's talk
about
it. Okay, it's not I feel like you're really building it up to something that's not going to be for you.
okay, I'm not going to talk at all.
No, you should. So when I got these stickers, I was like, I need to tell this story to Rachel and Danny while we're recording because it combines two things and harkens back to our days of yore here at Tit P, because
nice.
it is a perfect intersection of Grindr stories and what happened at Trader Joe's.
Yes!
So
my two favorite old school segments.
You're so gay.
Oh my god, Danny is gay. He is so gay for Trader Joe. But who's not, really? I'd let him raw dog me.
He's probably rich.
Exactly. I'll
anyone
who's rich fuck me. Trader Joe.
Trader Joe. Mr. Joe?
Mr. Joe, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, he would definitely want to fuck. You would never want. He's not
That's fine. I hope he can fucking give me a mustache. He can give me a mustache ride, and then he can fuck me. I don't care.
Good.
He doesn't need to wear a condom.
Email in.
Okay. Yeah, email. If you're Trader Joe, please email us at podmail@gmail.com. That's what it is.
Stop trying to trick me, Dad. I know that's you.
Jesus. Okay. So, how this went down. Oh my god. I went to Trader Joe's today to do some shopping, as one does. First of all, actually, if you do work for Trader Joe's in any capacity, please email us at tippodmail@gmail.com and tell me why the fuck Trader Joe's always just decides that they're gonna just completely rearrange two sections and switch them.
I
fucking hate that shit. I go in today and I'm like, doing what my mother taught me to do, which she never actually actively taught me to do it. I just do this because she did it. I arrange my shopping list based off of my trajectory through the store, which I feel like a lot of people probably do. Not Danny. He literally writes food.
I think it's probably a 50-50 split.
So anyway, so I write down.
That's crazy.
I write down based off of what, and I also buy the same shit all the time. So it's like, I know where everything is. I write everything down in the order in which I'm going to be walking. But I walk in, I'm like, all the snacks are where the cereal used to be. I'm like, Jesus, what's going on? So anyway, that's just like my
you sound like a mom.
I am a mom. I'm your mom.
Karen.
That is my gripe about Trader Joe's.
Can I speak to Trader Joe, please?
So Trader Joe, if you want to get all up in this, you need to answer for your crimes. Anyway, so I go in. I do my shopping. Blah, blah, blah. Not that exciting. So then I get up. I'm like, okay, I got to pay. So I see this guy who used to, when I first moved to Orlando,
oh,
this dude used to hit me up like all the time.
Oh,
and he'd always be like, I was kind of talking to him for a little bit, not like talking. I just was like having a conversation with him and it was going well. And then it just devolved into him being like, can I suck your dick? And me being like, I'm like going to work. And so then like, and then he would just like constantly message me and just be like, do you want a blowjob? And I was like, instead of, I don't know, I never
sir, this is a Wendy's.
Him for the longest time. Yeah, essentially. But he like works it, right? And so, and I know who he is.
Yeah.
And so.
Wait, who is he? Which one is he?
He's like the tall, thin one.
Uh-huh.
Like, like when he smiles, he has like the wrinkles. And like, he
how
like,
old is he?
He's kind of about our age, I would guess.
Okay, I'm
gonna
look for
okay,
him.
Okay, yeah,
there.
Like,
I'm sure I've seen him.
Okay, yeah, you probably have. And so, so I go in and I'm like looking all over, trying to like figure out where to go. Everyone's kind of occupied. He's bagging groceries. He steps out and he's like, oh, hey, like, I can take you over here. I'm like, Jesus, the
he's
one
like,
person I'm trying to avoid going, right? Okay,
you?
Well, so, first of all, here's the first thing, though. As he's bringing me up, I'm like, does he think I might be straight? Because he's talking to me the way that you talk, like, the way that gay people talk to, like, straight guys.
Wow.
Because he keeps calling me, like, bro. He's like, yeah, bro, like, oh, like, what are you doing the rest of your night, bro? But I also, like, literally
he's
heard
like,
him.
I
want to
suck your dick, bro.
He's like, I want to suck your dick, bro. Maybe he just talks to guys like that. Because, like, I, like, heard him with one of his coworkers walking down an aisle being like, oh, my God, you've never seen him before? Oh, my
he's
God, yeah, he's
just
in
like
here all the time.
Mask, like, kind of
okay,
gay.
Well, but it's the thing is, I always feel like it's an act with people, but especially with this guy. I was like, I wanted to laugh in his face, like, as he was talking. So anyways, so he rings me up, blah, 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 it's all good. And then he throws these stickers. There are 8, like, Halloween monster-themed stickers here on the table.
Pumpkins and ghosts.
There's pumpkins and ghosts and bats and shit and spiders, which
what
I do actually like spiders. It just
mm-hmm.
is Trader Joe's.
Wow.
And he puts them in my bag, and he goes, I noticed the bat on your finger, because I have a bat tattoo on my finger for our listeners. He goes, I noticed the bat on your finger, so I threw some of these stickers in there. He's like, you know, you're never too old to have stickers, right?
Wow.
So the funny thing
he
is...
He put those up his ass first.
Yeah, oh god, hold on. I mean, it's very clean
the
if you did, because I can't
ass.
Smell anything.
Take psyllium,
huh? So, the funny thing is, I hate stickers. I did as a child. I don't think you're ever too old for stickers. It's just like, I never gave a shit. Like, my sister, Becky, who designed our logo, good friend of the pod, there's this iconic video in our family of her on her, like, 5th birthday. My mom's pregnant with me, like, and she's, like, freaking out about getting stickers, like, for her birthday. And to this day, she loves stickers. Like, that's just, stickers have never been my shit. So I was just like, okay, thanks, man.
Yeah.
And I was just like, but it was so weird because I was like, does he know that I'm this guy that he consistently used to just like message me out of nowhere and be like, can you suck your dick? And like, I never responded until I eventually blocked him.
You're like, well, you're definitely not now.
Right?
These fucking stickers.
And then, right before I left, I saw Natalia from Ethos. Do you remember her? Was she there when you worked there? Or then she gotten fired at that point? Whatever, she was a cashier. But it was exciting to see her. It was nice to...
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where these stickers came from this guy who I have a Grindr chat history with.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Actually, one time, I guess he must have made a new account or something, because I feel like I had blocked him already, and then he had changed his picture. I didn't know it was him, and I messaged him. And then I realized it was him, and I was like, fuck! And then I blocked him.
You made him. You're playing hard to get. That's what he's thinking.
No.
He's like, I'm not doing this fucking
I'm playing a very
like
long game.
You're straight. A
year and a half later, I'm still playing
you
hard
know,
to
you
get.
Could,
I'm
you
a
could,
real
I,
Renaissance woman.
I can see you as like closet straight. You know what I mean? Not like,
oh.
No, I mean like straight in the closet. Sorry, bad wording. Because, like, so many guys now, like, those guys,
no,
like,
it's true.
Like, paint their nails and they're like,
no,
they
I, and
act,
the
like,
thing
bad,
is, I was
like,
wearing, like, no, you're so right, because also, like, I have my black nails, but I'm wearing, like, my black whatever t-shirt and, like, black jeans and, like, my black pants.
Yeah.
I have, like, a Bulls hat on. And I'm also, like, having, like, a... I'm not trying to have a real conversation with him. So when I'm trying to be like clipped with somebody to try to, because it's not even that I'm trying to not be friendly. I don't want him to think I'm flirting with him, and I don't really know how to be friendly without coming across as flirty when I'm like talking to somebody.
Ask to speak to a manager.
So I'm responding to him like, yeah, like okay, what's up? Yeah, whatever. Like so, this is how I'm talking, and like I kind of look like I. So I was like, maybe I don't know. It was very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Sometimes I have to use my straight voice too.
I mean, like, that's just how it is sometimes. Like, sometimes you just gotta use your straight voice.
Exactly.
My straight voice. My straight guy's from New York right now. It's
okay.
Hey,
Paulie.
Hey,
Paulie. That's funny. That's crazy. And you know what my favorite part of the story is? It's like, you seem like someone who eats stickers.
Thank you.
That seems like a trait. Like, I would never get you a sticker. Like, that would mean if I had to, like, a gun to my head, like, someone was like, get Benjamin, like, a stupid present, I wouldn't get, like, a sticker. I would get, like, I don't know, like, something fucking, like, something for your keys. You know what I mean? Like, a stupid thing for your keys or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
I
would like a keychain better than a sticker.
I think
for sure.
Anyone who gives you stickers doesn't know you and they hate you.
I agree. This man did not know me, clearly. And
he
also,
hated you
he
resents you.
I hope he does.
Because you remind him of what he can't get.
Yeah, he can't get this.
No, he can't get that dick.
No, he can't.
I don't want to say that word on this podcast.
Speaking speaking of dicks.
I hate the word dick.
Okay, speaking of cocks.
Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of fat, juicy, just kidding. I think that Ezra Miller is the leader of a sex cult. Or rather, I think that Ezra Miller is one day going to be found to be the leader of a sex cult. And I kind of forgot about it until, like, yesterday. So let's talk about this.
Ezra Miller's definitely, like, brainwashing, like, hipsters. Like, he's, like, stealing them out of, like, New York and just, like... Let's go to the, what are they, like, Catskills? What the fucking New Yorkers go to when they go to the Catskills? And, like, he takes them out there and just, like, indoctrinates them and, like, brainwashed them. Like, it's art. This is art. And
yeah.
He's just like, okay. And then he's just like, you have to have sex with me to, like, be here. You have to prove yourself for having sex with me. And I'm like, I would have sex with you anyway because you're Ezra Miller. And he's like, yeah, but act like you don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He loves that because everyone, like, that anyone who, like, hasn't taken a shower in 5 days, like, for sure, like, is, like, wants to fuck Ezra Miller and could.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. So I had this idea, like, remember when he did that, like, I don't remember if it was a spread for Playboy or if it just was, like, he was dressed as a Playboy Playmate. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I mean,
that, like,
yeah, I think so, but even if I, like, don't, maybe I have it wrong, but I could see him doing something annoying like that.
Yeah,
like,
no,
like,
yeah, no, that's
spreading
exactly.
Spreading his ass cheeks in
exactly.
Playboy with, like, bunny ears on and just being like,
yeah.
I'm subverting gender. Like,
so that's his
being,
thing,
like,
right?
Really gay.
So, okay, so he, like, I don't remember if it was for that article, no, it's like, in that article, he was, like, talking about how, like, he doesn't, like, subscribe to a gender or a sexuality or anything, but listen. So in that time, he was talking about, like, how he was in a polycule. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but listen to, like, this shit from it. Because, okay, so I was talking to, I don't know why I thought about this randomly, but I was talking to Connor about it, my friend Connor, because I was like, dude, like, I don't know.
Most likely
like,
being
definitely.
A polycule, Connor.
Oh, my God, are you fucking kidding me? He's not going to listen to this, so I don't feel bad about saying that man could barely handle being with one person. So,
so he'd be perfect being Polly.
So, okay, but, like, in this article, I was like, I needed to find, like, evidence, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, first of all, he's, like, really dirty and that, like, as, like, you know, and smelly, even though he's
yeah,
a celebrity
yeah,
he's and he's rich, so
he
doesn't
has,
have
like,
to
dirt
be,
under his
so,
fingernails. Dirty.
So that's, like, to me already very culty. You know, but here's the thing. So I reread the article yesterday, and he is talking about how with all of the people in the polycule, like, he wants to feel an almost familial connection to them. And he wants to feel like he's been married to them for, like,
wow,
lifetimes as soon as he meets
full
them, right? Fun. And he also, but the thing is, he's like, I consider myself a very sexual being, but he also likes to go, like for extended amounts of time without having sex, which is like very like making people refrain from having sex or whatever is very cult leaderish. And the whole thing is like the way everything that he's talking about, it sounds like he's like in charge. Like it doesn't sound at all like he is considering other people's feelings, which means that he would be, you know, if he's in a polycule,
he's
in charge. You know what I mean? So I'm like, this dude is like a fucking cult leader.
I think that Ezra Miller is a sociopath, and not just because of we need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah,
I think like truly.
No, I thought he was because of his role in The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
And like he tries so hard to be like different, and it's just like, you know what I mean? You're in a polycule, and you're talking about how you like, I don't know. It's just like, you're very sexual, well, clearly, because you want to fuck all these people. You don't want, like, care about anyone's feelings. No offense to anyone who's in a polyamorous, like, lifestyle where
or
they just, like,
no
want
to
fuck other people
fucks Ezra Miller.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think, obviously, like, he's famous. He probably doesn't care about other people's feelings. And then, number two, like, he's definitely a cult leader. I mean, it sounds like, what he says, and just, like, knowing, like, the little bit from his past and stuff and all these people he would be with, and they're always like, I don't know. I think there's obviously something weird going on with Ezra Miller, and like, I think, what's the pronouns for
no,
Ezra?
He goes by he pronouns.
Okay, well, he
sure.
definitely is a cult leader, and is definitely having sex with people who, like, probably are, like, really grossed out by him now. but I don't know. I mean, I just don't think, like, Ezra Miller, like, I used to really love Ezra Miller back in, like, 2011.
Uh-huh.
And, like, over the years, I just get more and more, like, there was, like, a time, like, a few years ago when he, like, just started getting really gross. And, like,
yeah.
He had, like, super long hair and, like, a huge
uh-huh.
beard
uh-huh.
and, like, dirty fingernails. He's
yeah.
always just, like, and I think that's probably when it started.
Yeah. It's, like, he was trying to be in Castaway, except he wasn't in Castaway.
Yeah, and I just think it's weird. Like, I think Ezra Miller is, like, full of shit. Like,
yeah.
He, like, you know what I mean? The lifestyle that he portrays, like, doesn't match up with the fact of, like, the movies that he takes. And, like, he's clearly, he doesn't
well, he, like, made that movie about, like, defending the side of, that, defending the side of that Ferguson cop.
Oh, I remember that. He did. He made that fucking movie.
Was it
whatever.
Like the one who killed Michael
Brown?
Fuck, Michael Brown was it the one who, the officer who killed Michael Brown, or was it, fuck, who was it?
I never saw
actually,
it.
Actually, you know what, hold on.
I just know that he made a movie about, like,
this is also
those cops.
This is also
The Truth
Darren
According
Wilson.
To Darren Wilson.
Yes.
He, to me, Ezra Miller is full of shit, and I think
yeah.
he's like an industry plant, too. I don't know. I don't think he is, but I think people say that about women all the time.
Wait,
so
industry
I'm going to say he's an industry plant.
What does that
yeah,
mean?
Like, I think, like, there's, obviously, like, Hollywood has a lot of ties to the government and
mm-hmm.
have for, like, so many years. I mean, look at, like, Reagan and, like, all that shit, but I think that there's certain people that, like, are meant to reach out to a certain audience of people and, like, subtly, like, brainwash and, like, indoctrinate them with, like, weird, like, subliminal messaging, you know
oh,
what I mean,
shit.
By doing stuff like that. Like, Ezra Miller, all the fucking, like, Tumblr girls and shit love him, and, like, he's just, like, propagating, like, that, like, a cop you know, and, like, doing all this other shit, and just, like, I don't know, everything, like, he does is just, like, bullshit to me. I think it's just, like...
Yeah, he did, like, he did also, like, totally work with Johnny Depp. Like,
yeah, of course.
Certainly, like, was just...
Weekly reminder, Johnny Depp is a domestic abuser and a racist. So, just throwing that out there.
And a wino forever.
Oh my god. You know who isn't a good actress? Winona Ryder.
Oh, stirring the pot.
No, seriously. Like,
are you talking about Stranger Things?
Oh my god, she's a horrible actress now. It's like sad.
I haven't seen her, like...
I think she was like a good actress in the 90s with, like,
yeah, that's
if
what
she
like,
had good
all
direction.
The shit I loved.
But even like Girl Interrupted, like Angelina Jolie so outperforms
she ate
her.
That up.
Brittany Murphy outperforms her. Literally, the whole cast like outperformed her, but she had like a cute pixie cut, and she was just like, "I have attitude." You know what I mean? So I was
like,
"Oh my god,
yeah,
it's another writer."
In the beginning, but they're like, when she like when he sees about how she took a whole bottle of aspirin with a
yeah.
whole bottle of vodka, and she's like, "I had a headache."
There's something about Winona Ryder I don't like. There's something I don't trust
no.
about her. I don't
oh,
think she's a good actress.
She shoplifted?
She, no, I don't give a shit about that. Everyone should shoplift. But Winona Ryder, like, I think, I don't know. I think it's like people got really upset about her getting ostracized from the industry. But to me, like, when something stupid like that happens to, like, a really famous person, the industry usually forgives it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think that when things like that happen to people in the industry that people don't like Constance Wu or whatever, I think that's when people are like, okay, fuck her, don't give her any more jobs.
Yeah.
This is the moment to, like, ostracize her. People, I don't know. There's something, I don't think, she's probably not a good actress. Like, she probably wasn't good to work with on set. She, like, is, like, popular because she was, like, a skinny goth girl in the 90s. Like, okay, whatever. There's plenty
yeah.
of, like, those now. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Billie
like,
Eilish is the
anyone,
new
yeah,
writer.
Exactly. Anyone can wear a fucking maxi skirt, bitch. Like, you're fucking, like, now.
Ezra Miller's
more,
doing
like,
it right now.
Exactly. Ezra Miller's definitely wearing a maxi skirt. And they're doing, like, some weird ritual. And they're all masturbating the pictures of Winona Ryder in, like, 1994. Like,
I'm actually doing that right now, too.
Oh, my God.
Under this
are,
blanket.
Dude,
please.
I can see
not
the
blanket.
It's you're such a voyeur, as they say on XTube.
A voyeur.
Oh my god. What do they say on Pornhub? Public? no, listen. So that's what I have to say about Winona Ryder. I don't know. I don't like her.
Wow, you're gonna get hate mail.
Good.
Send all your Winona Ryder love and Rachel hate to
if you care
to
enough about a famous person to like get upset and email us about it. Like,
oh,
please do waste your time.
No, that's I
all we do is get upset about famous people.
I don't, but I would never email a podcast
I would never
about
be like,
it.
This is my thing. Like, when I was younger, I was very into like stan culture, and of course, there's still people I would be like, you can't say like you can't say like Beyonce can't sing. Like, that's like
yeah, that's
just
that's like just a
stupid.
It's
like,
a fact that she's an incredible singer.
Yeah,
like,
it's
logistically
like, not
speaking,
being,
like
edgy or whatever.
Like you,
like
yeah, you're just like saying something that's objectively wrong because you want to seem cool.
Yeah, but I'm not
stupid.
Gonna actively stan like an idiot or like someone who has like billions of dollars or millions of dollars and like doesn't give a shit about like. You know what I mean? What
yeah.
do I give a fuck? Like, I don't
no,
know.
That's totally fair.
I love to talk about it, and I think it's, like, funny and, like, stupid and stuff, but I can't get, like, I don't know.
I think the only kind of instance in which I would get, like, mad enough at a podcast that would email, like, I wouldn't even email in, probably, but the only that I would ever let, like, a podcast really rile me up to the point that I was, like, considering, like, doing something like that is if, like, I was listening to a podcast that was trying to say that, like, you know,
uh-huh.
Robert Blake didn't kill his wife when it's like, but he totally
but that's
did.
That's so different.
Yeah, as I'm saying,
I mean,
it's the only, that's all, I mean, that's the only time I would be like, nah.
I feel like we're half full of shit right now because, like, literally we do, like, but forget about celebrities and stuff, but, like, at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's one of those contradictory moments, though, like,
yeah,
truly, like, where you're just like, we're allowed to feel different.
I mean, well, it's like, it's,
we're allowed
you're
to feel
right.
whatever we want, and I'm right. So,
okay, you're right.
We're all right. We're right. Both
we're all,
right.
The kids are all right. Starring Julianne Moore and Annette Bening.
That movie. Oh my
yeah,
god. Julianne and my relationship was so rocky during that point. because I hated that movie so much.
Wow, why did you hate it so much?
It's just, like, it was at the time, it was, like, a bad time for that movie, for sure. Mm. Like, okay, sure, like, she's, okay, no, fuck that. Let me tell you why that movie sucked. That movie sucks because Julianne Moore and Annette Bening don't fuck on screen once during that whole movie, but
true.
Julianne Moore and Mark Ruffalo fuck, like, 7 times in that movie, like, on camera, like, hot and heavy shit, and then Julianne Moore and Annette Bening have one scene where they're in bed and about to jack it to, like, gay porn, like,
yeah.
guys, and it's just, like, fuck you, like, fuck the writer of that movie, you know what I mean? That's not, like, and people, like, straight people ate that shit up, like, oh my god, it's such a realistic portrayal, like, what would you know about a realistic portrayal about, like, gay people? And the two actresses in the movie are both, like, lesbians, one of which is Annette Bening, who, like, has her own little, I don't know, I follow her trans son on, like, Twitter, and, like, I read his stuff, and he, like, clearly had a rough time with his parents when he was coming
what?
Out.
I didn't know that.
So,
that
Warren
Beatty. I didn't know that they had a trans son, and I want to follow him on Twitter.
Steven Ira. He's really, I love him. I started following him, like, after he came out, and, like, I know that, I guess, like, the word, I don't know. You know what I mean? That's, like, his business or whatever, but, like,
yeah.
Annette Bening, I don't know.
So, basically, what you're saying is Annette Bening can get fucked.
Yeah, especially then in 2009. I don't know. There's been so many, like, horrible, like, movies about, like, queer people that have, like, become, like, Oscar movies or, like, really well-received or, like, have huge actors attached and they suck.
Is it this guy?
Yeah.
I'm following him. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, I love him. But, yeah.
Oh my god, he's wearing a come and go shirt. Okay, do you know what come and go is?
A gas station?
Yes.
In
the
southeast.
The middle of the country.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's fucking KUM, come and go.
I have a bunch of come and go. I had a come and go flask that was awesome.
Of course you did.
Mm.
All right.
Come and go.
Come and go.
So basically.
And we are sponsored by Come and Go tonight for this episode. We are. We're getting paid in old, what are those nutty bars that no one eats? Those
Whatchamacallits?
Mr. something.
Mr. Good,
good
Beer? Mr.
Yeah.
Good Bar?
That
Mr.
one.
Good
we're getting paid in
fellow.
Old Mr. Good whatever.
Mr. Good
That's
bars.
What we're getting paid
I want one. I actually, like, really want chocolate right now.
Me too. Oh my god. Let's
fucking
die.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway. So, what else are we going to talk about?
I feel like you were, like, wanting to go on a rabbit hole about the Illuminati.
No, that's, like, stupid, though, because who cares about that anymore? Like, okay, no, you know what it was that I wanted to talk about? Because I got really into the whole Nick and Aaron thing for, like, the last
yeah.
time, really amped up. And I was just thinking back to my days, like, in the 2000s when I was on Oh No They Didn't, which was, like, a live journal
I remember
page.
That.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good live journal.
It was good. It was so much good shit got posted. It was basically
yeah.
a gossip aggregator.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then Liar Journal commenters.
It
was
like
thing.
Perez Hilton on crack.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I feel like
that's
I
how.
Never like.
But it's
it
like it's like
familiar.
Working. It's like where you work somewhere, and like after like 6 months of like fun, you start to see like all the bullshit and the cracks and like this and that, and there'd be all those regular users and moderators and so much drama, whatever. And I was just thinking about. How, like, there was a period of time where, when I was on LiveJournal, clearly I was, like, a big fucking troll, and I started, like, making, like, Illuminati icons or whatever, like, celebrities doing Illuminati, because Vigilant Citizen was the site, and they were always, like, posting, like, the new Rihanna music video and all the demonic symbols in it, and
hell
there's
yeah.
so much crazy shit.
Yeah.
There was all these, like, weird, okay, look up this YouTube video to, like, fully understand what that time
okay,
was.
Look it up, too. Or should I?
Don't look it up, actually. It's too
That's
psychotic.
That's bad radio.
It's
That's
too,
bad
no,
radio.
Exactly, so cut it. It's just too psychotic.
No,
this video
just,
is too psychotic.
We don't need to be watching videos on air.
That's what
but
I'm
what
saying.
Is it? What is it?
So there's, like, videos being put on YouTube or whatever, and it's just like, oh, like, Michael Jackson, like, Illuminati, like, try to kill him, and, like, all this stuff. And honestly, like...
Yes.
Probably, yeah. Like, I'm sure, like, people did kill him. But so the thing is back then it was very scandalous. All of this stuff, like, Britney Spears and, like, how she was being controlled and, like, blah, 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 blah. And all of this stuff was super, like, oh, my God. And people would fight about whether it was true or not. And nowadays, like, all that shit's just out in the open. Like, no one cares. There's no Illuminati. It's just called, like, life.
The government.
Pretty much. I mean, everything's so out in the open now. Like, nobody, it's, we're so disillusioned by it. But back then, we were all like, oh my God, this is real. No, this is real. Oh my God. And I believed it. I was like, this is fucking obviously real shit. But I don't know if it's like brainwashed or whatever, but I can't even, like, who cares?
It's become normalized.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. Obviously.
That was a great conversation.
It was pointless, and that's why
you brought up Britney Spears, and I just want to say that the other day I listened to Blackout for the first time in a long time. It is so fucking good, and I feel like people, like, it's, I honestly feel bad for, like, anyone who's not old enough to remember the cultural impact of an album like Blackout, because obviously it's amazing to this day. It's still amazing, and it was so ahead of its time and yet of the moment. But it also was at this time where everyone thought she was fucking finished. You know, like, no one thought she was coming back. No one thought she was ever going to, like, release another album. Like, everyone thought she was just done for. And then she comes back with, like, this such an incredible fucking album. Like, I...
Yeah, but... too, at the time, I mean, she was literally, like, in the, like, Blackout, still, people were like, her career's over, because it was, it's her lowest selling album. She was so, like, in the midst of a mental breakdown when that came out, but even while she was mentally breaking down, she was still making, like, banger after banger after banger, like, no one else, like, but she also had the best producer ever. I mean, she had, like, Danger and, like, whatever, producing her album, and, like, it's just so, they haven't worked together again because of all the shit that happened to her in 2007 around that album time. Because do you know the history of, like,
I'm sure I don't
know. I mean, so everyone says that thing, like, oh, you know, if Britney survived 2007, you can get through this. But it's like, no, she really did survive that because, I mean, she literally locked herself in the bathroom with her kids and, like, wouldn't come out. And that's when they hospitalized her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was, like, a huge, I'm, like, a big Britney fan, like, insane. And I think she's probably one of the greatest pop artists ever, or was. She, I don't think, like, the stuff she's releasing anymore is, like, good. And I don't think she even wants to do it. I think people are like, oh, like, you know, because obviously, like, all of this stuff is going on now about her conservatorship,
mm-hmm.
that her father basically controls her finances, her life, like, what she can do, if she can have a phone. Like, she's a kid. She's, like, a teenager. That's, like, and she's stuck in this. And all these guys she's with, they're just guys that, like, her dad's supposed to be her handlers. You know what I mean? Like, Britney, I don't know, you know, Britney's smart, but I don't think she's, like, probably from life, but I don't think she's, like, I think they know how to manipulate her. And I think, like, she's clearly posting all these weird subliminal messages on Instagram about how she's, like, trapped. You know what I mean? It's terrifying. And, like, It's really scary. I mean, this Free Britney campaign or whatever has been going on for, like, over 10 years. Like, it's crazy that she doesn't have any freedom. She is literally, like, she doesn't choose whether or not she wants to make music anymore. She goes in the booth and just says it so she can get the fuck out, you know?
Yeah.
She wants to be a mom and, like, be alone, you know? And it's just, like, it's really sad for her. It's like, I don't know. And that album was so good, but that was probably, like, I mean, you know, Circus was good, but I think she still had, like, some spark left in her. I think now it's just, like, she doesn't have a choice anymore.
Yeah.
But Blackout is just, like, I think probably her masterpiece and her, like, last, like, truly great album.
Yeah.
Britney, email in.
Britney, email us.
But I used to, like, I don't know, I've known, like, she's not, I don't know, people weren't talking about her conservatorship for a long time. Like, nobody mentioned it, and
apparently
this podcast brought it up and was just like, this is weird, you know? She filed to get out of it again, she can't, and now her mom is, like, fighting the dad, trying to get, like, cut, like, you know.
Why didn't someone just kill the dad?
Well,
solves everything.
It's... it's just such a weird, hard situation. And her dad was like, you know, when she was a kid, when she was a child, she had to be a child star. I mean, her mom mm-hmm. had to leave her dad because he was, like, an abusive alcoholic.
Jesus.
You know, and now he's, like...
So he should get killed.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm not going to do it, personally, for less than $1 million.
Less? Brittany, we know you have it.
Yeah, Brittany.
Pony up. More than that.
No, I don't want to take Brittany's money. I want somebody else to pay me.
Willa Ford can pay you with her interior design money.
Are you kidding me? She's still getting residuals from I Want to Be Bad. Like every 10 months, she gets a check for like $3.14.
I know. Christina Milian is still. Dip It Low, too. Another great song.
Dip
still
it
lives
low,
on.
Bring it up slow, move it up.
Yeah,
such
yeah,
a good one.
Exactly.
Okay, literally, the music video for that song, which I'm sure you remember, was filthy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, played on the big screen
at
one of the proms
I
went to in high school.
Pretty regularly. It's incredible.
It's amazing.
For artistic
she's,
value.
Yeah, and now she's doing...
She's covering herself in oil. Like,
no. It's so hot. And now she's just, you know, falling in love on Netflix.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Christina.
I hope she's still dipping it low though.
Oh, she is.
And popping it up like her back broke. She was in that show with Josh Peck and John Stamos.
What?
Grandfather or whatever.
Ew.
I'm serious.
That's just, we've talked about Stamos on the podcast before. We got a
We're a John Stamos podcast.
Yeah, we're an anti-John Stamos podcast. Legally, we have to say that we're a John Stamos podcast because his lawyers contacted us and sent beans to the house.
Yeah.
Being Josh Peck and Drake Bell, and then they had sex. In the house.
Mm-hmm. I have the Drake and Josh theme song stuck in my head now that you said that.
I found a way.
Anyway.
Dan Schneider production.
Yeah, he's a perv. He's a big perv. What is
he's
it about
pedophile.
People being named...
He's a pedophile.
Yeah,
Dan
really.
Schneider is a pedophile.
What is it about people named Dan or Danny or Daniel that I just don't trust and that I think are all sex criminals? Do you care to illuminate on that,
are.
Danny?
All Dannys probably are sex criminals. But
no.
We're scientific. Science.
Science has spoken. Yeah, Marianne Williamson has the latest science on that.
Oh, I want to read this email.
Oh my god, pull it up.
Friend,
pull it up.
Oh,
wait,
read
should
it.
I pull it up?
I don't have it.
You don't want to log into the
I
email?
I will pull it up. Oh my god, but like, dude,
everybody
about
to fight. Like, god.
We are fighting
because
you're
fighting.
Stupid.
God.
It's jinx. Double jinx. No jinx back. I'm just kind of like cleaning up my email really quick. I'm doing the trash. I'm doing the spam. Okay. So literally your friend emails us, but it's just an attachment. There's nothing else.
Okay, what is
that? And I have like no idea what it is. And I'm just
oh,
like,
is it a voice memo?
No. It's like an essay.
Wait, let me
it's
see.
It's like double space.
No, I need it.
Okay. just look. Just look at it. Do what you gotta do.
Wow.
It's like two full pages.
No, this is awesome.
I know, but I didn't read it because I wanted to hear you read it. That's how I wanted the information to be conveyed to me. It felt right.
Are you gonna read it?
Yeah, I am. I'm just looking really quick. Okay. Marianne Williamson posts Pavilionson. Okay. This is very Cody. My friend, he thinks of himself as very funny, and he is funny, but in a very specific way.
Does that mean I'm not going to think this is funny?
I don't care. Okay, I would like to start out this essay by noting to the listeners that these words are written in Times New Roman, 12-point font and double space. I am no fool, and for you to take me as seriously as I am taking this exposition would be wise, as the information that follows is both startling and exciting. My spiritual journey has led me to participate in known what is astral travel. The ability to leave my body, thank God, during a deep state and visit realms that would otherwise be inaccessible by my limited human form. There is no doubt that Marianne Williamson has also learned this ability. If you spend 3 minutes listening to her, if you spend 3 minutes listening to her, an understanding will dawn on you that she has seen some crazy shit. For us to attribute her experiences as anything other than fucking insane would be idiotic and wrong. Democratic nominee and presidential candidate Marianne Williamson has been on all of our minds, every single one of us, and you are lying to yourself if you disagree. I literally cannot stop thinking about her. Her face invades my consciousness. Her voice, her bespoken transatlantic accent narrates my every thought.
Oh my god.
Stop right there.
Oh my god. Oh, good.
Finish.
Shut up. Let me laugh at my funny friends. God, you aren't funny. There has thus far been 3 incidents where I have met Marianne Williamson in the astral. The first, I totally stand out. I was starstruck and rushed up to her. If you don't know, upsetting your emotional equilibrium reduces the amount of time you can be in the astral. This caused me to look at her to look at me with a face of disgust. Marianne Williamson with a face of disgust? Her aura, though, was not in possession of any of her critically acclaimed books. Reminded me of meeting her at a Barnes & Noble so I can have my thrift store copy of Illuminata, A Return to Prayer, signed. Let me be candid when I say that I am still voting for her, but damn, she was dismissive. This first astral projection experience ended, and after mulling it over for a few days, the second occurred in similar circumstances. It seems as though we are met on the battlefield, not as enemies or allies, but as rogue parties intersecting to observe the war. She was holed up in a tall sniper tower with a pair of binoculars. When she trained them to me, her shoulders shrugged and she sighed really loud, like audibly.
She's just like,
I waved at her. Hey, Marianne. She looked away, wanting no part of this conversation, and returned to observing her lucid projection. I may have climbed the tower to meet with her. I don't know why I do the things I do, but this is definitely a breach of personal space. She smiled, but it was fake. Hi, Marianne drones and looks away. Her posture was not welcoming. Does she think that I am a strange figment of her imagination, or does she know that I am actually a living entity coexisting with her? This projection ended soon after this. The third time, I finally understood what kind of stick is up Marianne Williamson's butt. Seeing me for the third time, she straight up turns around and walks away. It is now that I realize that she lords spiritual superiority over me, over her fellow compatriots and fans alike. It may be true that she has more experience in the field and as she is twice my age, but I would like to remind her that I knew she was an astral entity, and she thought that I was a lower energetic thought form scurrying around without purpose. Maybe I am. Maybe that's all we are, but that would include Marianne Williamson. There are other, more advanced entities that exist in higher astral realms. She just needs to realize that she is down here in the mud with me. I can't...
was quite the email. We thank you for submitting that.
I could see that. And honestly, I do think Marianne Williamson does think that she's more spiritual than the rest of us.
That's absolutely true. Not a question in my mind.
And I could see her in a sniper tower.
Yes,
oh,
with
yeah,
the binoculars.
Sure. Like,
with
sign,
the binoculars.
Sign dismissively. Yeah.
Holy
she,
fuck.
She did
journey.
It because she wanted him to hear it. She was like,
oh, yeah, no. I definitely sigh like that when I want
body.
Somebody to hear me sighing at them.
Yeah, I think you and Marianne would be very similar.
Probably.
Similar, like, temperaments.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I
would definitely get along with her. I'd be like, you're such a crazy bitch. But I wouldn't tell her that. I'd
yeah.
be like, she knows she's a
yeah,
crazy
bitch. Yeah, I don't
bitch.
Know if we would get along. I think we maybe similar
I think
in ways
you
would
fight
bad.
For the attention a lot.
Yeah. I'm just, like, the less ephemeral version of her.
You would say something and she would be like, that's really funny. But I think you should know, or, like, should have, like, a whole follow-up.
And then I'd be
like,
Jesus Christ, Marianne, shut the fuck up.
She'd be like,
yeah.
Well, I don't speak to my friends that way.
And I'd be like, okay, well, glad I'm not your friend. Like, yeah, I'm already
it would that would
arguments.
Exactly be the conversation.
Yeah.
I would just be like, you guys stop. Like, stop. I can't do this right now.
Okay, so not inviting Marianne to the friend group.
Marianne, you can still come over.
Yeah, you know what, Marianne? Let us know what you think about all of these things we're saying by mailing us at tippodmail@gmail.com.
Come on the podcast and tell me
please,
what you really
Marianne.
Think of Kamala Harris.
Oh yeah,
Pete
we'll
Buddha
tell you what
fucking
we
gag.
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg. That's a new one. That's not a funny one, but I just said it.
What are you talking about?
I normally call him Gay or Pete.
No, that's funny. Like, the guy gets a bag.
He is.
I don't care. Who, if anyone's listening still to the podcast, know that how I feel is that Pete Buttigieg is the worst fucking kind of gay man, and there's so many bad times, and he's really bad.
I completely agree, actually.
The fact that, like, Pete Buttigieg is, like, still taking, like, white gay money is, like, so funny to me. Like, why is he even there still? Like, why doesn't he just drop out and go fail at being a mayor again in his town where there's a huge racial divide?
Well, he likes the racial divide.
Oh, he loves it. Exactly.
Because, you know, that's what keeps him divided from the black
people. I have a real question for anyone who likes Pete Buttigieg. What's the difference between him and Donald Trump?
My leg. That's funny.
Pete Buttigieg is one of those people that would make me vote for Trump. Like, actively.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I hate him so much.
Yeah. You know what? I want a s'more. Right?
Stop. That's crazy. Where would we even get one?
I don't know, like the ingredients. You just put them in the microwave.
Danny, do you have stuff for Schwartz?
No.
Are you fucking kidding? Schwartz? Danny doesn't have the ingredients to like make anything. Well, s'mores.
Danny, what is even in Danny's house? Like, let's do a live tour.
No.
It's not in your pantry.
There's.
You know what you don't have? You don't have a version of
Ableton.
That's good.
It's compatible with my microphone.
Yeah.
Just
you know,
gotta upgrade
the equipment. We don't have money. Why doesn't everyone cash app one of us?
Yeah.
If you like the podcast and you're enjoying our labor, our millennial labor, why don't you put your money where your fucking ears are?
We don't have a cash app, so just like email us
I
your
have
credit
a cash
card
app,
number.
Send it to me.
Email us a credit card number.
Are you what? No, that's very insecure. Why?
Do that.
That's not safe for us or them.
You know what feels disgusting to me is a PayPal.
Ugh.
If someone in this day and age is like, PayPal me.
They're baby boomers.
I'm blocking
They're baby boomers if they're doing that.
They're secret government spies. They're Russian ops. What do you have to say that we're running out of time talking
we,
to wrap it up?
Yeah. We've reached kind of a point where...
Guys, this was... We've transitioned from ABC Family to Freeform.
Yeah.
We are
now on Freeform.
That's
just like
this Freeform podcast.
Was failing. So send this money on my Cash App.
Yeah.
So I can fucking
yeah, so that we can make so that we can make the final season of Young and Hungry on like Freeform.
Yeah.
And put it out to air.
What's I don't want to talk about it. I've talked about Troy and Belisario on ABC Family enough.
We can't talk about Troy and Belisario anymore. I simply can't do it. Without a s'more.
She got Meghan Markle pregnant. All right, let's wrap it up for real, though.
Okay.
If you want to support Troy and Belisario and Meghan Markle's lesbian adventure, email into tippodmail@gmail.com, cash at me at Rach Besser.
Subscribe.
Yeah, vote for Pete Buttigieg.
Like, subscribe on iTunes, and I think you can do that on Spotify. If you vote for Pete Buttigieg, email us, and I will publicly declaim you on the next episode.
Emails won't fight you.
Yeah. Okay,
bye.
Bye.